I believe the best way to summarize this year's Labor Day statement is to say that it speaks to the issue of a widening inequality in our society. More and more people are moving towards poverty, and yet there are segments in society where wealth is extreme and excessive. And so the Labor Day statement seeks to address this widening disparity between rich and poor by stressing the importance of work and how people need a job to realize their dignity as human beings and to have work which provide adequate income for them to live in dignity as human beings.
And Your Excellency, can you give some suggestions about what can be done by Americans and others to help address this situation?
Well, I think it is important that everyone cooperate and that there be a willingness to work together. I believe that jobs can be created. It is not just the private sector, but government. The private sector can work together to create jobs. People need to be employed with decent wages. I believe that labor unions have an important role also here in promoting jobs. I think one of the difficulties in the United States has been that we have so many disjointed efforts where Congress and private enterprise and the labor unions are not all working together in an effort to create these jobs.
And can you speak to some of the issues that are underlying joblessness? I mean, we talk a lot about unemployment rates, but it seems like there are some underlying issues that are really contributing to these problems. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Well, the underlying issues pertain, of course, to the health of the economy. And I think that what has to be done to improve the economy is to put people back to work. And there has to be, I believe, a strong support of the role of government, the role of the private employer. And if people have jobs, then there will be more money that will flow into the economy. We also have to provide, at the same time, a safety net for those people who cannot work, that are not able to find work. And when people are working, the economy will be strong. And so I think that the underlying issue really does pertain to employment. And of course, poverty is on the increase because so many people who are employed are not paid decent wages. So there's another underlying issue that we have to raise the minimum wage so that people are paid decent living wages. I think also that it is important that people have an opportunity to participate in the management of the work which employs them. So all these factors together, but I think another underlying factor is simply the will for people to come together to help advance employment and just wages, and because it's a very complex situation, but employment is certainly the key factor.
And it seems the American bishops, and you especially in your statement, are really echoing some of the themes of the popes, Benedict XVI and our current Holy Father, Pope Francis, where the emphasis has to be on people and on justice for people rather than simply on trying to make the most money and the biggest profit margin.
Yes, and I think that is one of the most crucial messages that we have to get out there, and they have been so well expressed by Pope Benedict and Pope Francis, that we as a church understand that the economy is for people, and that when people are at the center of the economy, it will help us to go in the right direction. But if we are simply out to advance technology or to advance wealth in the hands of a few, that is not going to accomplish the mission of the church, which is to provide, to work for justice for people.
Excellent. And just, I guess, the final question then. We've talked about, you've spoken about the role of private businesses, of the government, and different organizations and entities. Certainly one of those is the Catholic Church, and the Catholic Church has a huge role in social programs. Can you speak a little bit to what the Church is doing to contribute, to make its contribution towards healing some of these issues, especially in an economy that is as bad off as it is today?
Well, the Church is, first of all, a teacher, and so it is important that we lift up the messages of our social teaching, the social doctrine of the Church. It is very important that we be a voice in society, that we bring the voice of the gospel into the workplace. And we certainly seek to do that nationally, at the state level, local level, where these different issues arise. We seek to bring perspective. We are also employers. We employ many people. We have our institutions. And so it is very important that in our institutions, whether we are the local parish a church or a school or Catholic Charities or Catholic Healthcare, that in our institutional operations that we reflect well the teaching of the Church, and that we model what we would like to see in the rest of society.
And thank you once again, Your Excellency. Is there anything else you'd like to add as we finish up this evening?
Well, I think the scripture that served as the basis for our Labor Day statement were the words of St. Paul, to anticipate one another in showing honor. And one of the ways that we can show honor to one another is to show honor to the working person and promote the dignity of work, and stand up for the worker and the place of work, and be a force that speaks out against all those threats to the dignity of the worker and of work.